Yeah. Okay, drugs and health. Do we want to take drugs? Yes or no?
I do.
Yes. Not unless they're good natural drugs.
For recreation?
No, I'm talking pharmaceutical drugs. Do we want those guys?
Well, you were telling us you have pots in the backyard.
I think the average person my age takes about 7 different pharmaceutical drugs, if I remember right. And even some kids in their 20s take a couple on average. It's amazing. I mean, I used to think years ago that we were weaning ourselves off from this, but then it seems like a portion of the population, maybe, I don't know, 15-20%, are pretty smart, and they investigate things, and they're pretty drug-free, and they're very health-conscious. But then the 80% of the public or so just do whatever their doctors tell them. They say, hey, you need to take these drugs. Well, they'll take the drugs. Now, another ingredient, which is really important, maybe the most important ingredient on the whole planet, is water. Water is extremely important, but regular tap water isn't so great. Matter of fact, it's better than it used to be, though. I remember when I was a college student in Moscow, whenever you turn on the tap there, it come out orange. Their water system was old, and it had a lot of rust in it. And so you got rusty water wherever it was. So all of us in that went to college there, we drank a whole bunch of pop, which didn't do us that much good. But it was, we had the choice: do we go to the pop machine, drink pop, or do we drink this terrible water? Some guys took some Kool-Aid and mixed it with the orange water, thinking, well, it looks good now, so it must be good. But what say? Well, I was a good Mormon at the time, you know. Yeah, that water was terrible. So actually, they've made some improvement in the water systems, but, you know, they put in a lot of chlorine. They want to put in fluoride, and they're putting it in a lot of water now. Some people have the theory that they put in fluoride as a mind control device because it makes people more docile and easier to manipulate, is the theory behind that. And anyways, fluoride isn't really very good for you. The elements themselves, the minerals themselves, as you can see, typical mineral in water is like this big compared to your red blood cell that's trying to absorb it. The red blood cell is having a tough time with that big chunk. I've done a lot of thinking of the best water through the ages. And when I was younger, I read both sides of the question. And one of the things that I come across was a statement that highly mineralized water increases arthritis. Is that you get a lot of your body can't get rid of all the minerals in the water, so it accumulates in the bones, is one of the theories.
Disagree.
You don't believe that?
Disagree.
Okay. Why do you disagree with that?
I just don't think that's the mechanism that creates arthritis.
But I think that there are many mechanisms.
Well, there's many mechanisms, but that can aggravate it. But, and this particular writer did a bunch of research and found places that had a lot of minerals in the water had more incidences of arthritis.
And that might not even be a solid correlation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many factors.
Those people living in the same place have the same ground, food, so minerals missing.
But anyway, the other theory was that the minerals in the water are essential for us, and like spring waters are good that have a lot of minerals in. And so there was both sides, like the both sides right here. And so I kind of went with the distilled idea. And so I drank distilled water most of my life until I read the work of that Japanese guy Emoto that did this research. And one of the interesting things was was he would freeze different samples of water with different ingredients and different thoughts. And when he took a picture of distilled water, which had been frozen and crystallized, it looked kind of blah, you know. And a lot of people call distilled water dead water. So I thought, well, on the other hand, putting these big rocks in the water doesn't do much good either. So my idea was, what I finally come up with was I would take everything out of the water. And to do that, I use a system called Zero Water. They've been advertising this like crazy on TV. Have you guys seen this? And it takes everything out of the water and doesn't quite get all the chlorine. And to get the chlorine out, chlorine is a gas. When I put it in the filter part, which is about this big, I leave the lid off. And when the lid is off for about 20 minutes or so, a lot of the chlorine just vaporizes into the atmosphere. And so this helps to filter out. You want to get as much of the chlorine out as possible. That's something we agree on. Chlorine's bad for you, right? You agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. She agrees with me on that. Okay. So we want to get all the chlorine out possible, and just leaving the water exposed to the air gets a lot of it out. It just bubbles out into the atmosphere. So it's a lot better to have it bubble out in the atmosphere than be bubbling in your system. Matter of fact, when I go to a restaurant, I can often take, when I drink their coffee, some restaurants I go to, it settles fine. Others, all of a sudden, you know, I think, man, they had a lot of chlorine in this water. I can always tell when they have a lot of chlorine in the water they made coffee with, because it affects my body, because I'm so used to drinking fairly purified water. So what I do, I take everything out using a zero water filter, and then I put colloidal minerals back in. I put a couple dropperfuls of each in each gallon of a mixture of colloidal minerals, and the mixture has about 86 different minerals in. And the best place I found them is with the Now. It's a Now brand, and I just buy it at the health food store, the co-op here in Boise. It's about $15 for a jug that lasts for quite a while. Okay, then the second thing I put in extra minerals, ionized minerals. They're in droppers. And I put some extra magnesium, extra zinc, and extra selenium, and silver. And one I just bought recently that I'm experimenting with is ionized gold. Wasn't that expensive because, you know, there's not that much gold in it. But then I put in about a half a teaspoon of salt in each gallon of water. And then I put a dropper full of food-grade hydrogen peroxide. And this oxygenates the water. And the other ingredient I sometimes put in when I remember, I don't put it in to start with because I put it in the sun. And that's baking soda. Baking soda really makes it more alkaline and makes the water more better at absorbing nutrients and everything. And also fights cancer. They say there's a baking soda cure for cancer. They say if you just put baking soda in water and drink it every day, it'll kill cancer is one of the claims of baking soda. Yeah.
A guy who has a blog that claims he cures cancer, and he did like a regimen for a week or 8 days or 10 days or something like that, where he just kept ramping up the baking soda to make his body super alkaline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he went back to the doctors, and all his cancer was gone. And he had some serious stuff.
Yeah, I figure if it'll cure cancer, it will probably prevent it. So I throw some baking soda in my coffee.
I drink apple cider vinegar to keep my body alkaline 2 or 3 times a day. Take a couple teaspoons in a shot glass, put some water, some juice in there.
Have you ever done an alkaline test on water with apple cider vinegar added? we've got these strips that tested, and the best test I found was baking soda scored the best. I can't remember if it seemed like I tested apple cider vinegar, but I can't remember the results.
It would probably test out as acidic because it's acidic, but it causes your body to go alkaline.
Oh, does it, even though it's acidic, it makes your body go alkaline?
Yeah.
The apple cider vinegar does have some good stuff going for it.
Matter of fact, apple cider vinegar is great for arthritis. You mix apple cider vinegar with some raw honey and stir it up to taste, and it'll taste a little bit like apple cider. And drink a glass of that a day, it really will help arthritis. I get a little twinge of arthritis every once in a while, and when I do, I just drink it. After about 3 days of drinking that, it just goes away.
Okay,
my brother got bit by a brown recluse, and which can keep rotting and rotting and spreading and spreading. Anyway, once he realized what it was, he treated it with apple cider vinegar. Put it in a cloth and taped it on his rib. He got bit on the rib cage.
Yeah, you want it
in a day or two, it's totally gone.
And you want to use organic. It has the life substance in the good apple cider vinegar is called mother. You hold it up to light and you'll see kind of a web-like material in there, you know. That's called mother, and that's alive. And that's what gives it its powerful healing properties.
Anytime I feel start feeling sick, I start ramping up 4 times a day or more.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go wrong with apple cider vinegar.
He also claims it cured his warts.
Yes.
I never heard that one.